Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we're talking about unemployment and wage growth.
Yeah, let's review, Beth, a couple of things that came out late last week. Of course, on the federal level, the U.S. unemployment numbers were very strong. Again, unemployment falling to 3.7%, the lowest rate in nearly 50 years. Number of employees who were added to the payrolls, 134,000, was a bit below estimates, but that is blamed in part on the effect of Hurricane Florence on businesses in North and South Carolina. Wage growth has been the tricky part. You would think with this nearly full employment, wages would be going up. They've been kind of anemic in terms of the growth rate, but there are some signs that may be starting to rise. The average hourly earnings rose about 2.8% in September from a year ago. That was down just very slightly from August. Locally, Paychex, which is, of course, a Rochester-based company, does a national survey of its clients, mostly the small business clients. And I spoke to CEO Marty Musi last week, and he says that there's a slight decrease in the rate of job growth. He says that is likely due to, again, the fact that a lot of employers just having trouble finding people. He also says their data showed 2.3% wage growth, still relatively low considering the tight job market. And he says larger businesses are offering more of a wage increase than the small businesses.
We do see larger businesses giving more of an increase than smaller businesses. And I think that's because smaller businesses didn't get the benefit of tax reform as much because they didn't have the profitability. So they can't raise prices. They don't have the tax reform profits. They're not increasing the wages as much as large.
Musi says overall the economy in the U.S. looks strong. He expects that to continue as long as some of this tough talk about tariffs does not affect certain businesses. Earlier this morning, Siena College out with its quarterly survey on consumer sentiment. It says that while New York's overall index on that sentiment is below the nation's as a whole, the state index is the highest it's been since March of last year. The Siena survey shows optimism among most demographic groups up, except for low-income and older New Yorkers. They pretty much held steady. And the survey shows consumer sentiment is stronger among people in New York City as opposed to upstate. Xerox has named Louis Pasteur as Executive Vice President and General Counsel. He comes to Xerox from Icon Enterprises, where he was Deputy General Counsel. Of course, Icon Enterprises, headed up by the Wall Street trader Carl Icahn, he is one of the largest shareholders in Xerox, and his actions this year helped engineer some major changes in the company. Pasteur, the new counsel, will report to the new Xerox CEO this year, John Visentin. Telde Rinke, the law firm which has offices in Rochester and several other locations nationally and internationally, has acquired the Rochester firm of Harris, Chesworth, Johnstone, and Welch. The partners in that firm will join Telde Rinke's Rochester office, which is in Linden Oaks. And RIT getting a nearly $500,000 federal grant for a research project aimed at the recovery of inkjet collections affected by water disasters. The three-year project will determine if freezing and freeze-drying, something they do with these inkjet types of papers, is safe and effective to recover various modern museum inkjet print collections that are affected by water emergencies. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.